Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayashekar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing in world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. Who you are tomorrow begins with what you do today. If you don't take the time to get really clear on what you want to accomplish, then you're forever doomed to spend your life achieving the goals of others. Listen to India's leading life coach Pooja Pandit talk about what to do if goals don't work. Step-by-step process on how to fix them. Are you ready? Let's get started.
So happy to have you here. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Today's topic is sometimes very, very relevant to a lot of people only because we've been told to set goals from a very young age. You hear this word resolution, goals. We must have clarity on where we are going. And I totally agree and believe that, yes, this is true. You should have goals. You should have resolutions. You should have clarity on where you're going. But I also believe that there are things that can be done to either speeden up whatever it is that you want, or there is a correct methodology of doing it. If you are still following the old school of SMART goals, I feel like that used to work at one point of time, but it came from a lot of masculine energy. So it was all about being a go-getter, getting it done, making sure it's specific and measurable and actionable and a lot of those things. And while they worked for a little period of time, but I don't think they truly worked for a very long period of time. A lot of times what was happening is that we're setting the goals, we're working at it aggressively, but when things are not happening, we are giving up also very quickly. My suggestion today is going to be a few things around what else you can do, how energetically you can remain connected to your goals, and what are the things you can fix to make sure that your goals last much longer than the commitment that you made towards them. So, you know what? If your commitment gets over, yet the goal should continue to be in the process because you've ordered the universe to bring them to you. Today, I'm going to speak to you a little bit about how to manifest these goals in a manner that they work for you rather than you lose confidence because you wrote them, you tried doing them, and they didn't happen. Yeah, super. So let's get starting. The first point I want to start with is authoring versus co-authoring. What do I mean? When you write your goals and you believe that the only person who has to make them true is you yourself, then you're taking on a lot of pressure, which is so not true in the first place. We always co-author our life with God, universe, call it whatever, cosmic energy. You decide the name, but I want you to start to understand that there is a role you play and there's a role God plays. And when you start to understand this at a deeper level, then you start to do whatever it is you need to do and you start to have faith and surrender in God in terms of what he needs to do or she needs to do, whatever gender you want to keep that. So I want you to, from today onwards, make two lists. One is what it is that you want to do and one is the result that you are expecting, okay? And differentiate this portion that, okay, fine. As far as, let's say I want to lose 10 kilos. So what can I do about this? I can start to walk every day. I can start to calorie count. I can start to look at, not eating sugar and fried. I can increase my intake of water. I can just become a lot more careful around junk food. All of these things are in my hands. So this becomes my list of doing things, right? Then there's a certain part where I have to start to wait it out. A lot of times our metabolism doesn't react to us immediately. And then when we do something right and we get onto the weighing scale, we get even further depressed that here now I'm doing everything right. For the whole week, I've done intermittent fasting and yet not even half a kilo less. And we give up at this point. If you can start to create your own timeline in terms of, you know what, I'm going to do this for a full 3 months before I'm going to expect any result. You will do yourself a big favor and you will start to understand the concept of flow in the universe. That yes, when I do decide to do something, sometimes it takes a little while for the entire universe to readjust itself to start to give me what it is that I want, or for me to get into that flow. Suddenly, you'll notice after 60 to 90 days, every day you will be losing weight continuously and you'll be like, oh my God, initially it was so difficult and now it's become like it's coming to me easily and effortlessly. This only happens when we realize that, you know what, there is a flow, there is an alignment to your goal setting, and keeping your patience during that period very important, because while we author, we also have to give co-authoring a chance, which means we have to give the universe a chance to respond. So that's how I'd love for you to look at your goals. Another thing I'd love for you to do is start to take inspired actions instead of only obvious actions. Now, every day when you set a goal, sit for 3 minutes in your silence and look for what's coming to you. A lot of times, you know, you'll be inspired. Suddenly the word Zumba may come in your mind, or suddenly Pilates, or somebody in your mind will come who you knew about 10 years ago, but you haven't gotten in touch with them for a very long time. And what may happen is when you do get in touch with them, you realize that they are running their own fitness club in your city and were looking to, you know, connect with you or something like that. And you'll realize that, you know what, in our silence, there are a lot of inspired actions that start to come to us. And as we follow our inspired actions, a lot more tends to happen than just only going for the obvious actions, which are, of course, all those that I listed in regard to drinking less, drinking more water, going for, you know, better food, all of that. Yes, but also this really helps. Another thing I'd love for you to bring into your routine would be affirmations and visualization. Who we are when we write the goal versus who we need to become for the fulfillment of the goal are actually two different people. Right now, as we write the goal, we are in doubt, we are in fear, we are in overwhelm. And all of those qualities actually take us away from our goal, because we start to connect difficulty, pain with our goal, okay? We want to go in the reverse order. When you sit down every day and you say, this comes easily and effortlessly to me, I know I am doing everything to be on track. I have great commitment and every day I, you know, show that to the universe. You start to say affirmations and sentences that build back your courage, that build back your ability to believe in yourself again. You will see a completely new mindset getting created because of that. And to me, this is where our strength and power lies. So I'd love for you to, on a daily basis, read out at least 5 to 7 affirmations that can reorganize your brain to start to truly believe that whatever it is that you've set as a goal is coming to you. Another thing that all sportsmen know, and a lot of businessmen have started to use it, is visualization. Your ability to sit and imagine your future as if it has already happened. See if you can do this on a daily basis. I have a small little dream corner in my house where every morning I write out my affirmations and then I just close my eyes and sit in the pleasantness of living that as if it's already occurred. So, you know, if I've thought of losing weight, I will imagine myself in this gorgeous black sari entering a party where every friend of mine is coming up and giving me these amazing compliments on how gorgeous I'm looking and how fabulous my waist has become and everything around me being that. So this is just, I'm just giving an example of weight loss, but you can take any example in goal setting. This could be your career, this could be money, this could be your relationships, anything financial, getting over any debt. So you look at an example that works best for you and start to do affirmations and visualization around it. And I can assure you that we can create in our mind's eye very soon will turn into our reality. That everything in our reality currently is actually just a projection of everything that's going on in our mind. And once you can synchronize these two, you will become a rock star when it comes to achieving your goals. Another thing I love doing is surrendering to the timeline. Many years ago, when I had learned goal setting, I remember my teacher telling me, always write the exact date, the time, when, by when do you want to achieve it? You know, this was giving clarity or being specific. But I have actually gone on the reverse. Today, I have started to, in my heart, believe that what I want, I will ask God for. When He gives it to me is going to be decided by Him. He knows best. I always say, every, you know, delay is not punishment. It is just preparation. Maybe we need to become a little more of something else for that goal to become our truth or become true in our life. So I'd love for you to start to look at your life and go, okay, these are my timelines. It's like when you go to a fast food restaurant, you kind of know, right, that the food's going to come in under 5 minutes. When you go to a Michelin star restaurant, you know the food's going to come in about 30 minutes. But if the food comes in 40 minutes or if the food comes in 7 minutes in a fast food, it's not like you're going to start fighting. You know, there's a mild delay, but it's all right. Maybe they want to cook absolutely fresh French fries for you and they don't want to give you the stale ones. It just could be for you, not against you when this delay happens. And you start to believe that, you know what? I'm just going to have full faith and surrender in God's timelines. It really helps and supports us to then live our patience out into our world or into our goals, right? I love, one of the things I do is I call myself a tortoise. It just helps me understand my own speed and then allow for that divine speed to guide me rather than look at other people, compare, feel bad and give up on my goals because I didn't get it in the timeline that I wanted. So if you can release yourself from the timeline, I can assure you, you'll bring back joy back into your goals as well as not feel that pressure, unnecessary pressure or that artificial urgency that we'll end up creating. And last but not the least, to every goal, I like to add or something better, you know, this or something better, this or something better. We always have to remember that whenever we are setting goals, there's someone else who's already has a plan for us, which may be better than the plan we are making. So you don't want to be throwing tantrums with God. You want to go with, if he has a better plan, may his plan work for you. If you have a better plan, then may he fulfill every wish of yours. And when you remain open in your energy, I feel like your best life starts to get created. So see if you can, after every goal, put this or something better. I'm open to something better, God. So if, you know, I'd love to marry this man of my dreams, but if you feel like he may not turn out to be the right person at the end and there's something better that you have planned for me, God, don't forget to not show that to me, you know, or don't forget to not to reveal that to me. And when you start to be open in your energy, one of the things I've noticed is actually your goals come much, much faster. So all of these tips, I hope they help you and open your energies up. All the very best. 2022 is a fabulous year. Let's make it even better by putting all of these tips into your goals and making sure that all that you desire, it's only a matter of time for it to come back to you into your life. Let's celebrate life. Let's do life with a lot of joy. When we do all of these things, doesn't life also in return reward us with the best? Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you understand the step-by-step process on how to achieve goals. Do share this with your friends and family who are confused as to why their goals don't work. Pooja Punit will be live in the upcoming Super Growth Summit along with 10 other world-class trainers. Log on to www.sgsummits.com and register for the upcoming Super Growth Summit for free. This is Surendran Jayashekar. Until next time, love yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Strive to become a better version of yourself. Give more to get more. And always keep inspiring.